There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Thanks to Dr. Annie Crooks. We just spoke to her with regards to anxiety in the workplace, anxiety back to school. Shroots has joined us in studio as well to give us her thoughts on the subject. Were you one who looked forward to getting back into the swing of things, getting back to school?
No, I hated school. I absolutely dreaded it. I went to an all-girls school. It was not fun. I did not like it at all.
No?
No.
So do you remember those feelings and the build up to going back to school as well? What were the emotions? What was the fear? Was it just the dread? Was it the fear? Was it the unknown?
I remember having to wrap up my textbooks in this brown paper, my notebooks in these brown papers. And that was amazing because I was never allowed to do it because, you know, obviously I was not good at it. So I was never allowed to do it. The only thing I was allowed was to put the stickers on them that where I could write my name. So for me, that was the excitement building up to going back to school. But that was it. There was nothing else. I just absolutely hated waking up early and going to school. Hated it.
Forgot about that, covering the books. Did you used to do that?
We didn't have to do that, no.
You were too posh.
Just bought another one.
No, you had one for each subject, didn't you?
Yeah, obviously. But no, we did to a certain degree. I think we had to laminate them.
Yeah, but I remember we had different coloured papers, like almost like a wrapping paper and stuff. It was really fun. I forgot about that.
I remember new shoes. Do you remember new shoes?
New shoes. Oh. I used to love picking them.
See, why don't you just break in your new shoes? Why don't we do that? Why don't people do that? Because you just look at kids on the first day back at school and just see them walking around really
walking
uncomfortably.
Funnily. Do you remember going and buying them in the summer, though? That was always like the sort of treat.
Your mum's always bought a size too big because you're going to grow into them. You'll grow into them. Don't worry, you'll grow into them.
I always remember the in Clark's, you know, they got the foot measurer because one of my feet was a bit bigger than, well, most people's feet.
Probably still is.
A bit bigger than the other. Yeah, it still is. Half a size. And I always remember them. And I've got really wide feet. And so it was always sort of off the scale. I'm like, thanks. Wide foot.
Thousands of UA children won't have to face their first day back at school alone, though, thanks to a new government initiative allowing working parents to be by their side. A new back-to-school scheme has been launched in time for the new term, which starts next week, which will allow public sector bodies to offer flexible working hours so employees can take their children to school in the morning or leave early to pick them up at the end of the day. Policy being set up by the federal government in partnership with the Federal Authority for Government Human Resources to take into account the need for children, particularly those in kindergarten, their first primary school year, to have the support of a loved one. The policy will enable ministries and federal authorities to give their employees flexible working hours during the first day of school by allowing them to start work late or leave early on the same day. The scheme will give 28,000 government workers the chance to accompany their children to school on the first day of the term. How important is this for parents, but also for children themselves? We turn to the world's leading independent school reviews based website, Which School Advisor, and we ask the news and social media editor Vitika Jain, who joins us live on the line now. Vitika, thanks so much indeed for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tom, for having us.
No, really appreciate your time, and I know it's busy time for whichschooladvisor.com at the moment.
Yes.
A lot of people looking for advice and you proffering that good advice. I mean, is this a good initiative from the government? How important is having that hand to hold on the first day of a brand new term?
I think it's quite important. However, there are pros and cons to everything, as we see. So it's great for the first day and the initiative that the government has taken. However, for really young children, I would just say that it's not just the first day. I think it's the whole week, you know, where parents need to go in, sometimes stay there for an hour or bring them back. So it's not always smooth sailing that you would drop them at 8:45 or 9 and then pick them up at 12:30, 1 or whatever. You know, there are, at least for the first week, it's usually one hour on the first day, 2 hours on the second day, and it's a slow weaning process. However, it's a great initiative, and I would love to see even more of the private companies, you know, say, I mean, giving that sort of a leeway to their employees, and not just to the mums, also to the fathers, because I think fathers are very important as well, and to see that, you know, they can drop their kids to the school as well.
It's interesting. I mean, I've looked at a number of different... I suppose it's important from a parent's point of view. It's obviously imperative from a child's point of view, but also from a school's point of view. And I suppose one example I can throw as well is that my little lad, he's not that little anymore, but he's doing the jump from junior up to senior school. He's been at the junior school throughout his entire education career here in the UAE, so he knows his way around the school. And yet the school have insisted that he come in today, last day of the week, for, you know, an orientation, induction day, if you like. So they know where to go. And as much as he didn't want to go today, I thought it was important for him to do that.
I would totally agree with you. So even my kids, I have two boys, and they're not really tiny anymore, but they've been in the same school for about 2-3 years. However, you do not know which class they'll be going into, the section, meet the teacher, at least say hello. Again, my kids they're bus children, so I hardly ever drop them or pick them up. They're always going in the bus. And, you know, that is, I think, an orientation is important. Whether you are a new child or a returning parent, just to be in touch with that, you know, first day or just before the school term starts. And I think for the schools, it is also very important so that everyone is on the same page, whether you're new or old, whether you're returning, whether you're brand new to the country. You know, there are all of those factors. And I think schools should actually be allowing even the old parents and kids, so that it's a very smooth start to the first day of the school, rather than everyone looking for their class, their teachers, their friends, and running around.
Hi, Vithika, Sanan here. And what sort of tips would you give then to parents to make sure orientation is smooth? What are the best pieces of advice and that parents should keep in mind when getting their kids back to school?
Right. So the first thing is, please do not ignore the orientation day. I think it's quite important. Also, and the second thing would be, know the teacher that is in your child's class. Try and send her an email, or at least within the first 1 or 2 days, try and drop them, even if they're bus children, just so that you know where their class is, where their teacher is. Also, just for the smoothness of the first day, I think talk to the children and figure out what they're afraid of or what they're looking forward to. If they have friends who are already moving with them within the class from the last year, then it'll be good to have a play day just before that so that they're all, you know, back into the routine. And in summer, obviously, they've gone out, maybe back home. They've had different children to play with, different activities to do. So it'll be nice, like a familiarizing, like a fam trip, whether it's with friends or in the park or in someone's home, just so that, you know, everyone can get together.
It has been a long summer for students, for parents, for all of us alike as well. A new academic year kicks off in the next couple of days. For some, it has kicked off today as well. There are going to be a lot of eyeballs. There's a lot of question marks around the education sector at the moment. There are new schools opening their doors. There are schools that have changed their names and revamped and rebranded as well. There is so much choice out there for parents. And as is the ongoing question with regards to tuition fees, some are now are plateauing amongst others. So many questions at the moment. For you and the team at Which School Advisor, obviously you'll be watching on with interest and keeping everyone updated via whichschooladvisor.com /UAE. But do you think it's going to be a crucial year for the education sector here?
Well, I would say so, because obviously there's a school freeze. There are quite a few new schools coming in. So a lot of schools who are, you know, who've had wait list for a long time would be seeing actually some kids going away. There are new schools which are just starting out, and they would see how many, you know, children would be coming into their classes, their doors. Also for parents who've been thinking of either moving their children to new schools or changing their curriculum. You know, there are lots of factors in play at the moment, and I think it's going to be quite a crucial year, because obviously more and more new schools, a lot of seats are being available. You know, there's been restructuring of fees, there are discounts being offered, obviously with the school freeze, that's a government initiative that's already been taken. So there is a lot in play, and yes, I think a lot of leadership has moved as well, Tom, if I can say that. A lot of movement in terms of principals, in terms of senior leadership teams all across UAE. So there's a lot in play, and it is going to be a very interesting year to see what they do different, how they do it, and how are the seats being filled.
We watch on with interest, with your professional help, of course, whichschooladvisor.com if you want to find out more. Vitika, thanks very much indeed to you for your time this morning, and thanks very much to you and all the team. All the best for the coming months.
Thank you so much, Tom, and all the best with back to school, everyone.
Our thanks to you. That's Vitika Jain joining us live on the line, news and social media editor for whichschooladvisor.com. Thanks very much to all of you for all your hard work. Anand, thanks very much indeed to you for everything.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks, you.
Shroots, thanks for your hard yards. Thanks for putting in the hard yards, putting this one together for us as well. I do hope that you enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Milani, thanks for doing whatever you did back of house back there. See, she's not even there. She's gone. She's left.
She's gone home.
She's handed over to Marcus.
Not. She's hard working, that one. She was here late.
Cheers, Milani, back house. Thanks to all of the crew, and thanks to you as well. We have spoken about back to today, reality, life, school, work, whatever it might be. We had Clementina Congstland join us a little earlier on, a blogger at buymums.com. Has this hack for the rising uniform costs and how to combat them?
We are looking at alternatives, and we are happy because we are going to, let's say, an older school. So the trick for me is to buy uniform secondhand. Very rare I buy a first-hand uniform. I did it once, of course, and it took me like a rocket 1,000 dirhams. So starting then, I started to look for second-hand uniforms.
Dominic joined us live in the studio as well with more good advice. She thinks organization is key.
Over the years, we are able to master budgeting. Like from the start of the year itself, we already have something left every month in time for September. So whilst it's still going up, but this year the tuition fee hasn't, as far as Dubai is concerned or our school is concerned, but year on year we have expected the increase already. So for the past 5 years we have budgeted it efficiently.
And we play it with the thoughts of Darren Gale, the principal at Horizon International School, says schools are constantly discussing ways to keep costs down, which is good news leading into an academic year. All the best with the build-up to the brand new school year. Have yourself a lovely weekend. We're back from 10 o'clock on Sunday. And keep the stress levels down. No anxiety, please. Enjoy it. Embrace it.
Schools are much more mindful that it's tough for parents out there at the moment, and that schools are now moving more towards uniforms that represent good quality and good value for money, and a uniform that is sort of a one-stop shop uniform, that you don't have to buy a uniform for main school, different years, different sports kits, different house colours, that actually one uniform fits all.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.